This episode of The Kona Edge is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at thekonaedge.com/free trial. With titles like Rich Rolls' Finding Ultra, Rejecting Middle Age, Becoming One of the World's Fittest Men, and Discovering Myself, or Chris Froome's autobiography, The Climb, Audible has you covered. With over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player, discover more at thekonaedge.com/free trial.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some nutrition. Returning guest joining us today, all the way from Ottawa in Canada, Robin Hardage joins us. Robin, welcome back. Thanks again for your time.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Robin, let's talk about nutrition. You in passing in our first chat mentioned that you had some GI issues in Kona in 2015. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it wrecked your race, but made things uncomfortable and difficult. So what do you reckon, looking back at that race, what caused those issues?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know if it was a combination of the heat and the exertion, or, you know, I got a bit seasick in the water. I don't know if that carried over. So it's kind of a mystery to me. But I switched up my nutrition, but I've ended up going back to what I was doing last year, and I haven't had any issues so far. So it's kind of a mystery. I don't know.
It's a frustration too. We've spoken about this at length here on the podcast too, particularly where you're not, I mean, everyone says you don't try anything new on race day, but in an Ironman, it's tough because you don't get too many opportunities prior to a race like Kona to test your race nutrition at K32 in a marathon after 180K bike. So it's almost, you're almost feeling around in the dark, and it's difficult because you don't get chances to sort of test that out. Is that something you struggle with too?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, even when I started the sport, I had no idea what to expect and how my body was going to react to what I was putting in it. I had no idea. And I don't know. I don't know if it's like hit and miss or it's just luck of the draw. Like, today your stomach's not going to have a good day. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's frustrating at the best of times. Talk to me about your nutrition strategy. How do you approach an Ironman?
It's pretty boring. I stick to kind of, like a Gatorade G2 or an Infinite, mixed blend that I have made. It's pretty bland. And then for food, I just use those yucky, power bars. They're like brown. They're not even, they don't look good. They don't taste good, but they're boring. So yeah.
And that's,
so I'll have one of those.
I was going to say, is that pretty much it? I mean, there's no other, I mean, bananas, that sort of thing you tend to stay away from?
Yeah, I when I first started, I would eat potatoes and bananas, but it just didn't fuel me. It wasn't enough. And I was hungry and I would bonk. And so, I just sort of turned to something really boring, really robotic. I got a power bar every hour, and it seems to work. The calories are there, and it's bland.
Sometimes that's probably not a bad thing, is keeping it as simple and like you say, boring as possible, but it seems to work for you. As far as just general nutrition, are you pretty, I don't say strict, but are you do you really watch what you eat, and or do you let yourself hang out on the dark side for every now and again when you're in training?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's everyday nutrition is kind of my weak link. You know, I like my sweets, and I don't really give anything up for this sport, but I'm not one that goes out and eats fast food. I've never been like that. But I try to eat, you know, the three meals a day, and I'm a grazer, so I snack a lot. But I'm trying to be better at sort of eating to fuel my workouts and eating to recover and eating to have more energy in general. So it's a challenge. I mean, obviously all the temptations are out there, but I won't go out and eat a pizza or...
Is there place for the odd beer in a Kona training regime?
Oh, for sure. I have a beer every pre-race. So every pre-race dinner, I have a beer.
Only one?
Yeah,
and
only
and only at that dinner. Gee, I'm impressed. That's pretty impressive. As far as recovery, I mean, you mentioned the sort of day to day nutrition, something that you probably should be better at. Recovery, are you pretty strict with regards to what you do from a nutrition point of view to aid your recovery?
Not really. I'm kind of hit and miss. You know, if I have the energy, I'll make a smoothie or something, or have a shake that's kind of already pre-made, but I'm not the best. I could be better.
There you have it. I love it. Robin, one thing I really enjoy about your take is that you're pretty laid back about this whole thing. You don't seem to get stressed out too much about it. You're finding your way and it seems to be working. You're going back to Kona all the time, and good for you. Well done.
Oh, thank you. Yep.
Well, we look forward to seeing how you go on the Big Island this year. Hopefully that hip sorts itself out and you get to have the race that you're hoping for. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge.
All right. Thanks for having me, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to putting world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.
Don't forget, you can get a free audiobook download and 30-day free audible trial at thekonaedge.com/free-trial. One of the 180,000 titles available, and you can download it free right now, is Mark Sisson's Primal Endurance. Escape chronic cardio and carbohydrate dependency and become a fat-burning beast.
With a healthy respect established for the importance of an intuitive approach to training, we'll proceed to add some broad general guidelines in the form of an annual periodization template. Periodization is simply periods of time over the course of a calendar year, for example, characterized by different types of training emphasis. These are not rigidly prescribed periods of specific duration leading to a single date where you peak in an important competition. That approach might be relevant for an Olympic athlete with tremendous control over life variables and all the marbles riding on a single day when they give out the gold medal, but for our purposes, we're going to adhere to the philosophical guidelines for periodized training, but allow for plenty of flexibility and adjustment along the way based on real life variables. There seems to be a huge percentage of endurance athletes whose behaviors suggest they're opposed to periodization. Instead, they try to train an assortment of energy systems and sport-specific skills every single week. Expert coaches are pounding this drum, saying you're supposed to do that. They're reluctant to complete a strict aerobic period and create a proper base. I've seen some other coaches say, do the aerobic base period, but really focus on hitting the weights hard then because you're not training hard. Whew! Or finally, endurance athletes seem to skimp on a proper off-season of drastically reduced training. They're afraid of getting fat or getting out of shape. Consequently, they aspire to be at or very near peak racing shape virtually year-round, including winter endurance events in many cases. As with the other admonitions and spicy talk in this book, we're not trying to tell you how to live your life. We're just strongly suggesting an approach that will deliver the most competitive success, the most enjoyment, and the least offense to your general health. If you want to realize your peak performance potential, it's imperative you engage in precisely defined and focused periods of training.
To download that book, head over to thekonaedge.com/free-trial. If you'd like to access the commercial free feed of The Kona Edge, go to thekonaedge.com/support.